Good morning. This is Devin. I am your host for Hawaii Matters. It is nice to have you with us this morning. Joining me is Bronson Luis. He's the Safety Branch Manager for Hawaii Occupational Safety and Health, otherwise known as HIOSH. Hello, Bronson.
Hey, good morning, Devin. We appreciate your time and opportunity to having us on your show, Hawaii Matters, this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, HIOSH does a lot of stuff. Because the last time we were talking to somebody from HIOSH, it was actually for inspection stuff.
Correct. It was our consultation and training branch manager, Mr. Alan Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. My job and role I play at HIOSH, I'm the safety branch manager. On a safety branch, you know, we focus mainly on construction projects and enforcement. Mm-hmm. But we also do inspections on general industry, any type of accidents, complaints, and also fatality investigations.
Ooh. So how long have you been with HIOSH?
For me, I've been there going on 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is your background, were you doing construction before? Or is
correct.
That kind of stuff?
Correct. Before I got into basically safety with HIOSH, I was a painter by trade, myself and my dad. And we worked for various painting companies within the Painters Union. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you know, long story short, the main reason why I got into safety, you know, my dad and I, we did a side job one day. He had to go up to paint a window awning, mm-hmm. and we used ladder and plank, a ladder jack scaffold. You know, we were from the union. We had the training. We knew what we should have been doing the right way. With a cash job, we just tried to get it done as fast as we could. And unfortunately, when my dad went up on the plank to paint that window awning, he actually fell. And he landed on his feet, luckily, but he had shattered his right ankle.
Oh.
You know, and the unfortunate part for him, he could never go back painting after that.
Really?
It was a whole process for him. You know, he had to go on Social Security disability because it wasn't a company we were working for. It was just a cash job for the homeowner.
Yeah.
What that actually did, it opened my eyes on how important safety was. You know, I did go back work painting for about a year or two, but I just couldn't go back working at heights. And ultimately, I chose to go back to school to further my education at Honolulu Community College. And I did take the Occupational Environmental Safety Management program. Took some time for me to graduate from there, but once I completed the program, I applied here at HIOSH. It was basically my first job I applied for safety. I got the inspector position as a OSHCO 1 compliance officer, and from there, I moved my way all the way up to now the safety branch manager. Kind of full circle for me, seeing how accidents happen while working in the field, and now basically working in enforcement and, you know, working with these employers on basically how to prevent accidents from occurring. And our main goal, Devin, with any inspection or investigation we conduct is just to make sure these employees make it home to their families at the end of the day. That's basically our main goal.
It's interesting too, because for you, it's a personal thing.
Correct, right?
A lot of people think it's just his job. He got to go do this. But it actually means something to you, which is...
Yeah. A real passion about safety. Yeah. I mean, it's something that it took basically a serious accident to understand how important safety is. And, you know, sometimes that's what I tell a lot of the employers and employees, you know, you don't want to wait till that time, because sometimes the accident can be so severe that it's going to be too late.
Mm.
You know, and that's kind of where we're going with this interview, talking about trenching and excavation safety.
Okay.
Within the past year in 2022, specifically in Hawaii, you know, we had two trench-related fatalities that could have easily been prevented. And the sad part is the two employees that unfortunately, you know, had lost their life in these incidents. You know, they were still young. They were in their 20s, early 20s, and they had a lot more life to live, you know, and give. But it was just unfortunate that this incident occurred, you know, with both of them.
Once again, Bronson Luis, Safety Branch Manager for HIOSH, Hawaii Occupational Safety and Health Department. Explain to people what trenching is. I mean, I think people, they hear the word trench and they figure, okay, they're just digging, which is partially true.
Yeah.
But there's actually a little bit more to it than that, right?
Correct. So, you know, there's... You know, for trenching, you know, anytime you're basically digging a trench or a man-made excavation, that would be more than 5 feet in depth is when the trenching systems or protective systems, what we call, you know, would be required. Specifically for trenching, once the trench will go more than 5 feet in depth, the employer is responsible to provide some sort of protective system to protect their employees from any type of trench collapse.
So, I mean, what are people trenching for? Are they just digging for something?
Oh, man, shoot. Yeah. So normally it can be for anything from utilities, you know, a lot of when they need to change out, for example, sewer lines, sewer pipes, electrical utilities, anything that can be buried underground. Mm. You know, also if they're digging for a new build and they need to build footing, you know, to get down to that footing, the depth may be more than 5 feet in depth. You know, so basically any type of excavation or trench that is dug more than 5 feet in depth is where the protective system would come into play.
Wow. Okay, so basically pretty much anything that's going in the ground at this point, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, from my understanding, an area like Kailua, where I live, everything is underground.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
The electrical is underground. Obviously, your sewer pipes and stuff, your water pipes are all going to be underground. So all of that stuff needs to be put somewhere. And one part of it is figuring out where you're going to put them.
Correct.
Because everybody's putting all their pipes everywhere in the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's also with this trenching thing you're talking about, it's making sure that you reinforce the walls, right?
Correct.
Because
correct.
The chances of it
collapsing.
One of the things about Hawaii is we have very soft dirt.
Yeah, right? You know, the soil.
A lot of sand, a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, the soil can vary, you know, per trench or excavation.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that these employers are required to do before they even start any digging is call what we consider one call. And what that company that will do is have some people come out to inspect the grounds that the employers are going to dig into to find and locate any utilities that's under and where they're going to dig, you know, so they don't run into any gas lines, sewer lines, water lines.
Gas line
before
would be
they
bad.
Dig. Correct.
Digging a gas line would be really bad because we've actually had that happen.
Yes, right? We did. I mean, I'm not sure if you folks remember, recall, I believe in Kapahulu a few years back. I know they were doing some road work and they hit a gas line and there was a gas leak that caused an explosion.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty severe. Luckily, I believe there was no injuries at that particular incident. Yeah, that's the main reason for employers reaching out and calling one call. It's basically they'll come out and check for any utilities before they start digging.
Now, for one call, that number that they use, it serves as a clearinghouse for saying, hey, okay, you got gas line over here, you got electrical line over here, you got sewer line over here, you got water line over here.
Correct.
I know that one of the things, I probably know more about trenching than you think, than it seems like I know. You're like, hey,
don't
how come
worries,
he knows
brother.
All this stuff? Full disclosure, I mean, I used to work at Board of Water Supply, and I know that one of the things that
nice.
We would always deal with is the fact that the line was not where the line is supposed to be. When people are building stuff, sorry, we're going to get into the weeds a little bit on this stuff, but we have half an hour, bro.
Okay.
So
no problem, bro.
When people are building their buildings, you know, all these pipes need to go into the buildings. Same thing with houses, right?
Correct.
With housing. And so they lay it out, and what these utilities and private companies are required to do is they're required to do what's called an as-built. Now, an as-built is this is where we put everything. Right, period. And they're supposed to report that to you folks so that when another line goes in, another house goes in, and an apartment gets built, they can go to Hi-Osh or go to wherever and say, okay, where are the lines in this? Where are the lines? Where do we go? What are we hooking up to? The surprising thing I found is that a lot of that information is actually not either complete or not correct.
Correct,
right?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's not documented or... The unfortunate part is sometimes contractors, they fail to give a one call that opportunity to come out and tone or check for these lines.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where the unfortunate things happen when lines are just buried upon, you know, sewer lines or gas lines or whatever it may
that's
be.
That's happened, right?
Correct.
We've had, like, I know for us, for Board of Water Supply, you've got a water line and then, oh, there's an electrical line on top of the water line.
On top
line,
of it,
go,
yeah.
Wow, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so
right.
when you guys get these water main breaks, you know, that's the one thing that Board of Water actually run into. So you're correct on that, Devin.
What is the reason these people give for not calling you guys and saying, hey, by the way, this line is going in over here.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't cost them anything to call you, right?
Well, for HIOSH, actually, we don't enforce the one call or you know, there are standards, you know, OSHA standards requiring the employers to give one call a call to come out and check the lines before they dig. But, you know, for HIOSH specifically, we don't enforce that particular process.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's another basically agency that enforces that particular utility went before they dig. But, you know, for us, it's part of a standard that they're required to follow and obey. But yeah, we're not the ones that go out and tone and look for these lines. It's another agency.
There's also a specific depth that they're supposed to be buried at.
Correct.
So that's another rule they're supposed to follow. If you're joining us right now and going, why are they talking about burying all these lines? These electrical lines. I'm speaking with Bronson Luis. He's the safety branch manager for Hawaii Occupational Safety and Health, otherwise known as HIOSH. We're talking about trenching specifically because we've been having so much construction lately. It seems like it's all in the Kaka'ako area. But a lot of buildings going up. And because a lot of buildings are going up, there's a lot more people in the ground. There's a lot more trenching that's done. Trenching, of course, obviously is when they're digging these areas so that they can put the lines in for the various utilities, be it electrical or sewer or whatever. Because one of the other things, too, is the lines have been getting, I would assume, the lines are getting bigger that they're laying down because the buildings are bigger, right?
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, for us, when we do inspections on job sites, you know, we normally don't tend to visit the job site too early in the phase when they're actually doing this type of work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us, we kind of wait till the project is a little bit more developed and more work activity, basically.
Yeah.
You know, but
what that makes it difficult, right? Because halfway through this thing.
Correct you. But for what Federal OSHA actually did, due to all of the fatalities, basically entrenching that's been occurring, they had implemented a national emphasis program, or what we would consider NEP, for trenching and excavation. Basically, what that does for inspectors like us within HIOSH and Federal OSHA, it basically gives us jurisdiction to walk up, and if we see any type of trenching or excavation work going on, you know, that gives us the ability to walk up on this trenches and excavations and basically check and making sure the employers are providing a safe and healthful workplace and following the standards that they should, you know, specifically if the trenches are more than 5 feet in depth. You know, that's where the protective systems would come into play.
Well, when you speak about protective systems, what are you talking about?
So basically, you know, they have a few options and it's up to the employer on what type of method they would want to choose to use. But you can either use what we consider sloping or benching. Sloping or benching is basically cutting into the earth or into the trench, basically scaling it back so it'll prevent actually trench from collapsing. And those is basically you're just digging, you're cutting, you're making a slanted you're actually
so the hole
preventing
is standard, so the opening is bigger
you're
than
opening
where
the,
going.
So there's not too much pressure on the top, so there's not weight that'll basically come down on employees.
Mm-hmm.
But another option, and what you see a lot out there in the field, is what we consider shoring. Shoring and trench boxes. Shoring and trench boxes is basically safety equipment or material that these employers can either rent or a lot of them have on their own. And you put the trench boxes or these shorings into the trenches, and the employees actually work in these boxes or in between the hydraulic shoring. And if there was any type of collapse that was to occur, you know, it'll basically
box, so
keep
speak.
Them inside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we see a lot is sometimes employers just fail to provide any protective system. And, you know, when you look at a trench, they may be working with that trench for a few days and they think it's stable. But, you know, just at one time, you know, the trench can collapse. And if there is employees in there, that's basically when accidents happen. So
when the trench did collapse on those occasions, was it because they didn't put up the shoring? Was it because they didn't think to, I mean, is it cheaper for them to do the grading, to grade the trench, or is it cheaper for them to just put up the shoring, or does it cost about the same regardless?
You know, the cost, you know, You know, I'm sure to keep costs down, sloping or benching the trench excavation would be a cheaper method. With the trench boxes and the shoring, it is equipment that has to be either rented or purchased. So, you know, cost-wise, I would say sloping or benching would be a cheaper method, but it would all depend on the type of trench or excavation that they're trying to dig, you know, and not all the time these trenches, the location of the trenches would basically have that option to slope or bench. You know, sometimes it's you see a lot of road work going on, and the trench that they're digging, you know, specifically a good example would be board of water. You know, you wouldn't see board of water sloping or benching any type of water main break because of the road.
Yeah,
correct,
they're in the middle of a roadway,
and most of the time these water mains that they're trying to get to is pretty deep, and majority more than 5 feet. So, you know, they normally use hydraulic shoring. I actually have some history with board of water. It's like one of the first inspections I did for trenching, and it was an unfortunate inspection for them. I know it was an emergency water main break they had on Alamoana Boulevard a few years ago, and that's kind of what got me into focusing on trenching safety use. That was my first inspection. The unfortunate part, it was a pretty hefty citation they had to pay, but you know, the fortunate part for them is no employees got injured during that inspection.
Right. So what did they, on the ones that those two people or those people lost their lives, is it that the ground gets wet? Is it that there's movement from the machinery? What is the thing that makes the thing collapse?
Yeah, so on the two, you know, I'm not going to talk any specifics of the companies or anything.
Yeah, no, not the companies, but just the situation itself.
So the first situation, you know, the soil, it was a trench. The trench was about 65 feet in length. The width was around 4 feet in width, but the depth was around 8 feet. You know, so the employee was in there trying to pull some measurements inside of the trench itself, and the unfortunate part, it was an onshore trench. There was no protective system being used, and the sad part is the soil, you know, it was actually real sandy and loamy soil. It was very unstable. It was actually near a beach, you know, that was the sad part. When you looked at the topsoil, you could see how loose it was, and you know, the sad part is, when the trench did collapse and emergency responders responded on that incident, the only thing they, in the report, stated that they could see was the employee's hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And the unfortunate part, the employee, they did rescue him. I believe it took about 20 minutes to get him out of that trench. But just the sheer weight and force of the sand and soil and gravel, you know, it can really take a toll on somebody's body, you know, and the unfortunate part.
It can crush you.
The employee passed away from basically the injuries he received from the collapse.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, we are speaking with Bronson Luis. He's the safety branch manager for HIOSH. And we're speaking specifically about trenching, which is, you know, when you're driving by, when they're doing work on any of these giant buildings that are happening right now. You see guys working inside a ditch. they're digging out the road, and they're jumping in there, and they're doing their work. And, you know, a lot of them just have a hard hat on. But one of the things they're also supposed to do if they go down farther than 5 feet is also put up some shoring or some it's shoring. Yeah.
Normally they go with shoring, but any type of protective system, you know, like I said, they have a few options the employers get to choose. Mm-hmm. You know, what I wanted to kind of share, Devin, you know, is go take it a little back and share some statistics with you folks.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, I'll go back some time, but, you know, this is just to shed some light on basically the importance for this NEP that Federal OSHA has. Mm-hmm. And trenching safety in general, you know. So between 2011 and 2018, and this is nationwide statistics, you know, we had OSHA had basically calculated 166 employees had died from trench collapses between 2011 and 2018. Mm-hmm. That was an average for about 21 deaths per year within that time period. You know, so basically that prompted them to implement and create this trenching NEP. So for us, we've been kind of lucky. We did contribute to the 2022 statistics. I'll move forward a bit. But 2022, nationwide, was the deadliest year we had for trenching fatalities.
Wow.
At 39 deaths. You know, and they all 39 deaths actually were basically pertaining to some sort of trench or excavation collapse. For us, like I mentioned, Hawaii did contribute to that number with two fatalities. For us, we've been kind of fortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't had trench fatalities basically within the past 10 years. So for Hawaii, the two fatalities is basically the only two we had within 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how we compare with the rest of the nation. Just because we seem to be doing more construction than anybody else,
you know,
in
we
the
do
nation.
We do a lot of construction here. You know, Hawaii's being developed pretty rapidly, but fortunately for us, you know, the companies. Honestly, you guys, I don't see much issues with these companies doing this type of work. You know, but when we do with this NEP now, basically it like, gives us the ability to, you know, like I said, we get to go and check up on any excavation or trench we see going on, and just to make sure the employers are providing, you know, the proper shoring systems or protective systems for the employees while working in these trenches. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Man, they're keeping you busy.
Yeah.
How many people are in the office, by the way?
Man, yeah. For us, you know, at full staff for the safety branch, and we also have a health branch. We at full staff, we should have nine inspectors, including myself. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, our staffing this year been kind of low. You know, it's been up and down, but right now we currently have 6 full-time staff on the safety side and same as the health branch. But you know, our target number would be 9 inspectors on both sides.
Okay. Because that's a lot of ground to cover.
Right?
So when you say when Hi-Osh is taking care of this stuff, are you covering Neighbor Island as well?
Correct. That's the sad part for us. You know, I know we get that question a lot. You know, employers ask, oh, are you guys do you inspect only on this side of the island or just one part?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, for us, unfortunately, we're so thin that no, we can be in Kahuku one day and we can be in Wamanalo or even Waianae the next day.
Yeah.
You know, my inspectors, we travel pretty much the whole island as well as Neighbor Island. So we, each inspector, we do at least 2 Neighbor Island visits per year, you know, so yeah, we try to get out to the Neighbor Islands. You know, for us, the only island that we actually have a full-time permanent inspector is on the island of Kona.
Mm-hmm.
And that inspector is a senior inspector, and he's been on
busy, man. He's
oh, man,
Kona,
tell me about
like,
it. You, yeah, he's been working for Hi-Osh for around 34 or 35 years.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Mr. Charles Clark, and he's one of the longtime seniors that I myself had learned a lot from. And, you know, basically, he's the go-to for any, you know, issue we have on Kona or Hilo, or actually just sent him out to an accident in Maui because that's how thin we are. So, you know, these guys, they put a lot of time and effort in their job, and they travel a whole lot. And, you know, it's like I said, it's just to make sure these employees make it home to their families at the end of the day.
Now, for you, is there, you were mentioning that you've got, you know, you're a little understaffed, but if someone wanted to get into this kind of work, what would you tell them to do? What would be your advice?
You know, correct. You know, currently we are looking for inspectors or OSHCOs, as well as positions on the health branch. You know, we actually have a radio ad running with you folks, Pacific Media Group. You know, you guys have been very helpful with us trying to get, you know, new applicants, you know, with our radio ad. We have a good relationship with Pacific Media Group since last year and moving on to this year. So, you know, you guys been a big help and benefit. We did get a few current employees that are employed with Hi-Osh from the radio ad.
Oh, great.
You know, so it has been working, you guys. So for us, you know, know, we appreciate all of your folks' help and, you know, your advertising of our ads and your guys' support.
Well, do you recommend a specific kind of training that somebody should have?
Entry level.
Do you guys go on the job?
Yeah, or? Our entry level position basically doesn't really require much education on the safety branch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the health branch, the requirements is a little bit different. You do mm-hmm. need a 4-year degree. And they basically do the same as us, but they entail a little bit more. They do a lot of monitoring and sampling of hazardous chemicals or whatever mm-hmm. it may be. You know, so that position does require a degree. But for my branch, the safety branch, you know, education is very is basically minimal. You
okay.
know.
So take off your manager's hat for a second. Okay, and just as I'm talking to Bronson, I'm going, Bronson, if I want to work for you guys, what should I be interested in? Because, you know, you spoke very personally about something that affected you.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? That led you to the dedication that you have for HIOSH. So if you were speaking to somebody who is saying, yeah, you know, I'm thinking about it, what would you say? Hey, be thinking about these things.
Yeah, you know, for me, I try to look for a little bit of experience in the construction industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us, we focus a lot on construction inspections,
yeah.
but, you know, that's not a requirement on our end. You know, anybody that's basically has a passionate for safety in general or, you know, people that just want to protect, you know, employees from any type of safety or health concern,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you just have the drive and motivation, you know, to do inspecting work, I guess, you know. Sometimes it's not for everyone, you know.
It's not sexy.
Correct.
Work, right?
We have a high turnover rate. You know, it can be various reasons why. It's not always just a job. You know, sometimes people just find out that it's not their fit. But, you know, for me, as long as you open-minded and you have a passionate for safety or health, mm-hmm. you know, things can work out for you. I mean, we have all types of inspectors. You know, we don't single any particular type of individual.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically, if you want to apply, like I said,
just come on down.
Yeah, come on down. You know, I know you guys play our ad periodically throughout the day, mm-hmm. but, you know, basically people can visit our website, labor.hawaii.gov/HIOSH, and you can see on that particular website any open positions we have. And you guys can basically apply from there. You know, we are currently recruiting for inspectors on the safety branch and the health branch, like
okay.
I mentioned.
Okay, there you go. Once again, speaking with Bronson Luis, safety branch manager for HIOSH, and speaking specifically about trenching. Trenching, of course, you got to dig a trench,
yeah.
go down into the ground. Is there something, I think I mentioned, we mentioned a little bit earlier, but in terms of... does having background in knowing this place help you? Because, right, I mean, if you're at a trenching area and you were saying, you know, there's one that was close to the beach, you know it's going to have sand. So, right, you walk up on it, you go, oh, man, you guys, come on.
Yeah, but technically these employers, you know, like I said, before even getting to the digging part, there's requirements and standards that they would need to follow.
Mm-hmm.
One call, like I mentioned, is one particular process they would have to follow through before digging. You know, another process is basically taking soil samples, taking soil samples of the soil that they're going to dig into. And based on the different soil types, which we have A, B, or C, depending on that type of soil and the depth these employers will need to dig to will basically determine what type of protective system or sloping or benching method that they'll be able to use.
Okay, so you give them some options.
Correct.
And say, okay, you pick one of these and this is what you go with. Are the these sort of things that you're giving them, are they specific to HIOSH in Hawaii, or are these like national guidelines that are sort of, you know what I mean? Because again, Hawaii is such a different place, right, with everything.
Yeah, you make a good point, Devin. You know, Hawaii does have their own Hawaii State Plan, but technically these standards that we are enforcing for trenching and excavation is nationwide. It's basically federal OSHA standards that's been implemented and in play for quite some time. You know, and the one reason for these standards is basically at one point or one time, you know, people actually had severe accidents or died from working in trenches.
Right.
And this does not go for only the trenching standards. It goes for all the standards that OSHA had basically implemented. You know, at one point in time, accidents were occurring, fatalities were happening. So that's why these standards were generated.
Mm. Now, if you're a worker on one of these sites and you're like, rah, this is a little spooky, is there a number that they can call?
Yeah, we have a complaint line. You know, if any employees out there ever feel that, you know, they just feel unsafe with the work they're doing, you can always call our complaint line. We have a complaint number, 808-586-9092. That is the OSHA complaint line. You know, it's strictly anonymous. You know, we don't disclose any of the complainant's information to the employers. You know, so if they feel like they're just not being treated fairly, or they feel like they're working unsafe and things can be better and the employer just doesn't have time to deal with them, you know, please feel free to reach out to the HIOSH complaint line and we'll try to address their concern as best as we can.
Okay. Well, Bronson, believe it or not, we're actually out of time.
Oh, man, that was quick, brother. But yeah, I appreciate, you know, like I said, Devin, we appreciate Pacific Media Group's help and assistance with everything you guys have been doing for us moving forward. The other thing I just wanted to send out, you guys, if any employers out there, you know, feel like you guys need assistance from HIOSH, we do have our consultation and training branch. Mr. Alan Yamamoto is the branch manager. You know, please give them a call. They can come out to any of your guys' job sites and basically do the same as inspector would do, but instead of giving out citations, work with you folks to be in compliance.
It
won't result in penalties or fines, but it's a free service. We do cater to the smaller contractors out there. You know, any employer can please feel free to give them a call and see if you can get on a waiting list to have one of the consultants come out to your guys' job sites.
That is very cool. Once again, Bronson Luis joining us, Safety Branch Manager from Hawaii Occupational Safety and Health. So it's called HIOSH. They are actively hiring people. They are doing the work out there to keep workers safe, which I think is really important. And the really nice thing is some of them, like Bronson, have a very specific personal reason why they're taking part in this and doing this and making sure that employees are being kept safe. That's a cool thing. Thank you, Bronson, for that and for your work. We appreciate it, everybody over at HIOSH. If you have any questions, the website again is...
It's actually labor.kauai.gov/HIOSH. And you guys can also reach out to the complaint line, like I mentioned, or our branch number, 586-9110, if you guys have any questions about anything safety or health related, you folks.
Okay. There you go. Did you ever think you were going to talk for half an hour?
No way, man. It went quick, but we appreciate it, Devin. You've been a pleasure, brother.
No problem.
Pleasure working with you folks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Bronson, thank you very much again for being here. Okay, this is Devin. Thank you so much for being here with us on the show. Till we see you next week for Hawaii Matters. Aloha no, ahui ho.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Aloha.